from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm not going to lie. I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. I'm not going to say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
There is San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk being quite honest about the fact that he made the negotiations difficult towards the end.
Good. I'm glad he was honest about it because I was wondering who was more...
So annoyed.
I was wondering who was difficult. Was it him or was it the 49ers? And I'm just glad there's some transparency there because you usually don't get that.
No,
which is
no.
Nice, actually.
I think a lot of the times you don't get transparency.
Fun.
But
yeah.
They've gotten a lot of their deals done now. Ayuk, of course, Trent Williams yesterday... Christian McCaffrey returned to practice as well. So, I mean, San Francisco, the Ricky Pearsall stuff notwithstanding, a lot of their bad vibes flipped on its head right before the season starts. And now we get a look at one of their NFC West rivals as the Bills will take on the Arizona Cardinals for week one. And we were joined by Tyler Drake on the Wester Hotline, covers the Arizona Cardinals, also the co-host of the Cardinals Corner podcast. Tyler, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
Doing very well, doing very well. It feels weird, though, that the Buffalo Bills will kick off the season against Arizona, like a team that has to go all the way across the country for week one. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. It's a very, very far trip for the Cardinals. But on the flip side of that, they do get three straight home games, so it kind of evens out there. I would say it's probably a good back and forth for them. But like obviously week one, that's a far trip. But again, they come back, they get three straight home games. So I think everybody's okay with that.
And remind me if I'm wrong, Tyler, Kyler Murray hasn't played in the preseason. So this is going to be the first time fans will get to see him this year. He played a little bit last year. What is kind of the feelings in terms of his overall health? Of course, the addition of Marvin Harrison Jr. I know Greg Dortch is basically any numbers guy's favorite unknown wide receiver. Like, what is the feelings there?
Yeah, exactly. So you're exactly right. Didn't play in the preseason. He did get some work during the joint practice with the Colts. So that was about the extent of his preseason action. They obviously treated those 2 days like different games almost. So there was a little bit of, you know, time on task against another team. But for the most part, yeah, he's been kind of on the shelf. He went through training camp, got a full offseason healthy, though. That's the big thing there. Obviously got the 8 games last year. Good little sample size under the new system. This year, though, he just seems like a different person. He seems like he's much more in tune with the coaching staff, with his teammates. He's taking guys out, got a lot of extra work in L.A., fronted the bill there for a bunch of his guys. I think like 13 playmakers went out there with him. And yeah, it just his mentality too. I mean, he just seems like he's carrying himself a little bit different. And from all the signs and everything that I've seen and everything we've heard, he looks like he's at another level. And it looks like the Marvin addition is definitely going to help him out. You can tell their rapport is already really solid just through training camp and the amount of targets that he was just eating up on a daily basis. And yeah, like you said, Greg Dortch is a number guy's dream. I think he's finally got an opportunity to do something now. That was the biggest thing. I think he's always had this skill. He just has always had somebody in front of him. And with Rondale Moore in Atlanta, they made the trade this offseason. That just opens up the opportunity for him that much more. And then another guy, Michael Wilson, I think is somebody that really needs to be looked at as a, you know, legit wide receiver too, if he can stay healthy. That's the biggest thing for him because he clearly looks like he's taking that next step and is bringing a lot more consistency to his game as well.
One guy I was kind of curious about in this wide receiver room was former Buffalo Bills Zay Jones. I know he's suspended for the first 5 games, I think, because of the NFL's player conduct policy or something like that. And where does he fit in with this wide receiver room? Because obviously Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide receiver one, but Is he a guy that can maybe become wide receiver two, or is he more of a certified backup sort of situation? Like, what's his deal in this offense?
Yeah, so when they got him, I automatically thought wide receiver two. Just everything he's brought to the table his past years with Buffalo and with the Raiders, Jacksonville, obviously. So I thought for sure he was going to move into that wide receiver two role. But, you know, Michael Wilson and honestly, Zay Jones came into training camp and right away was just catching everything. He looked like a lot of what was advertised about him. But then you have Michael Wilson, who just consistently brought it through training camp. I still think Michael Wilson won that wide receiver two job, regardless of Zay being suspended or not. I do think he's going to be an important piece of the offense moving forward when he comes back. As far as what that looks like, I think it's going to be a wide receiver three role type deal right now, just because Michael Wilson's going to command a lot of the looks on the outside. Maybe they move him more into the slot and split things up with Dortch, because Dortch is also a return man, so you never know. Maybe they can move him around there. But I definitely see him having a role in the offense moving forward. It's just a matter of who's going to be available, because if Michael Wilson goes down, you automatically put Zay Jones in that wide receiver two slot across from Marvin Harrison. So it's going to be really interesting to see when he comes back, because obviously, like I said, Michael Wilson won that job, but Zay was right there in the mix to have an important role with this offense moving forward.
One matchup I know Bills fans are going to be keeping an eye on is Trey McBride. Of course, with the injury to Matt Milano, there's going to be effectively a backup linebacker covering McBride. And in year two, man, Tyler, he popped off, going from 29 catches to 81, 825 yards, 3 touchdowns. What is the ceiling for McBride? I know he's a fantasy darling. Of course, statistically as well, he's popping off. But it seems like Marvin Harrison Jr. has taken sort of all the headlines, with McBride kind of quietly already being there, a very, very good NFL tight end.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, honestly, I think you should put what he did last year as his floor, because if you look at the schedule or you look at the games played, I mean, he was sitting behind Zach Ertz for 7 weeks, I think, like, and he still put up those numbers. So I think that's really his floor now moving forward. And like you said, the headlines have been all over Marvin Harrison Jr., and rightfully so. He's a number four pick. He's looking like everything that everybody's talked about throughout the draft process. He looks like the real deal. But Trey McBride has gone out and quietly put together another solid offseason, a very consistent offseason. And he is going to feast in just how they operate, and especially with Marvin and all these other guys. They've revamped the offensive weapons, and if they can space the ball around and make Marvin really that dynamic number one guy, it's going to open up the door for everybody else, but especially Trey McBride. I think if they can get him more involved in play-action passing, that would go way, way farther in giving him another boost. I mean, I don't think 1,000 yards is out of the question by any means. You know, we know Kyler Murray loves to involve his tight ends, and you can tell that he and Trey McBride have a really good relationship going into this, you know, third year together. And Trey even talks about, I mean, they worked on a lot of things that they messed up on in that eight game span that Kyler was back. And he even said in the offseason, like, that alone is huge for his confidence and comfortability in the offense. So I think there, you know, the sky really is the limit for Trey going into this year. And I think he surpasses those numbers from last year by a good margin.
So one other question here for me on the offense is with running backs. So James Conner was kind of named the RB1 without really being named RB1 yesterday. What does that mean for a guy like Trey Benson? I mean, I know he's somebody that There was a lot of chatter around in the offseason. I know I drafted him in one of my fantasy leagues thinking he was going to be a big part of their offense, and now I'm not so sure that that was a good draft pick. Granted, it was in a later round, so it's okay. But what's the deal with the running back room?
Yeah. It's James Conner's show for sure, 100%. He's the bell cow, but I think Trey Benson is definitely going to get his looks. I don't think that's a bad pick in fantasy. I actually did the same thing over here, but I actually had Connor too, so he's like a premium handcuff. But the big thing there is, if Connor can stay healthy, he's going to get the bulk of the work. If he goes down, though, which he has in the past couple of years, that's going to open up the door for Trey to come in and really take things over. He just brings it. He's got that home run ability. He can knock somebody down if he has to run somebody over. But James Conner still very much is their guy. He's a leader in the club or in the locker room, and he just brings it. Every day he's about his business. He doesn't say much, but he just runs hard, and I think that's what they love about him. So they're going to give him every opportunity, but the door is open there for Trey to have some kind of role, maybe more of a pass catcher. Maybe James Conner turns into more of a pass catcher moving forward, because I know that he loves to be in that part of the game. You also have Amari DiMercato, who could be in there as a pass pro guy on third down. So there's a couple of guys you got to look in there, but I do think Trey Benson is going to get his looks. I don't know what that snap split is going to look like right away, but I know that they do want to get him involved. They use a third-round pick on him, and they definitely want to use the rookie that they wasted, or not wasted, but they burned a third-rounder on. So I definitely expect him to play this year and have a decent role. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but he's going to be in there as like the change of pace back. Because originally entering camp, I thought it was Michael Carter, and he didn't even make the 53-man roster. So that's just the running back room is pretty deep with the Cardinals right now.
So switching over to the defense real quick here, obviously you still have, leader in Buda Baker there, but other than that, what's the defense looking like? Like, how has it improved? How has it changed in the past year or so?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is the defensive line has been revamped. They brought in Justin Jones. They got Bilal Nichols, a couple of guys veterans who can be on the field at all times. And obviously run defense was a big issue for them last year, and hopefully they're alleviating that issue a little bit. But that's still going to be a big one to watch there for sure, especially against Buffalo, because they've got a great run game. But I think the big thing there is you also have Darius Robinson. Obviously, he's on the IR for the first four games with the calf injury, but he is going to be a major factor for this defense moving forward. So the defense, defensive line definitely revamped. Inside linebacker room, you've got Mack Wilson Sr. and Kaiser White. I think that's one of your most solid, locked-in positions for the Cardinals right now, outside of safety with Jalen and Buda Baker. And cornerback, you've got a lot of guys fighting to really become that CB1 with Sean Murphy Bunting, Garrett Williams. You've got Starling Thomas. You've got Max Melton. So those guys are all, jostling for position. I'd say Garrett Williams has a lock on the nickel spot. But then you've got Sean Murphy Bunting and Starling Thomas on the outside. Obviously, I think we all expect Max Melton to slide into a starting role eventually. Then pass rusher, that's probably the biggest question mark, because they lost DJ Ojulari in training camp. You extended Zaven Collins, but you still need to see more out of him. Dennis Gardeck brings you know what you're going to get out of Dennis Gardeck, but you also need to see more out of him. And Xavier Thomas is a rookie out of the fifth round. He's really taken the next step in the preseason, but can he take that to the next level? So that's going to be something to watch definitely over the next couple of weeks, is just how does this pass rush evolve or look moving forward, given that there's been some injuries to that side of the football.
Tyler, last thing for me, I like to ask any of our guests that are covering other teams, especially heading to the season, what are the vibes for Cardinals fans? Two straight years of 4-13, but at least from the outside looking in, it does feel like there is a sense of maybe not, Super Bowl aspirations, but just flat out a better team. Am I kind of right on that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, the roster has improved on paper, at least exponentially. I think the talent's there. They've signed some guys to longer deals through free agency. They've brought in more, right away starters out of the draft. The vibe's different. There's no longer, Zay Jones obviously got suspended not that long ago, but there's not that off-the-field distraction hanging over the franchise like it was the last couple of years. And that's huge. I think that's been the biggest thing for this, rebuild foundation setting, is just the fact that they're sticking with football and not letting outside factors be outside factors. So the vibes, definitely they want to see more wins. People around here want to see more wins. but it's definitely a better spot. This 4-13 team is definitely in a better spot than it was when Jonathan Gannon and Monty took over. So it's in the right direction, but obviously NFL's a business. NFL is based on production. If you don't win, you're going to have to find another job. So obviously the win's got to be there at some point or another.
All right. Tyler, man, thanks for so much for taking some time out of your morning to join us. Got anything you want to promote here?
No, just head over to Arizona Sports. You can find all my work there. Follow me on social media at tdrake for sports. And yeah, Cardinals Corner, we go every week and preview some games. We'll give you the recap of what we saw and all everything else in between.
Awesome. Tyler, man, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
That was Tyler Drake there on the Wester Hotline. As you mentioned, he covers the Arizona Cardinals and is also the co-host on the Cardinals Corner podcast. I wanted to get like a more of a feeling after that interview of like where I would sit, you know, going into Sunday of like, man, all right, should I really be expecting like a really good team, you know, kind of like that deal, or a really bad team, or what have you? And I'm still sitting here going, I don't know about the Cardinals. I don't know. I think Trey McBride's awesome. I think that is going to be a real serious matchup nightmare for the Bills. Again, he sort of is an unknown name, I think partially because he had his breakout season on a 4-13 Arizona Cardinals team. But he is somebody that, like, of the tight ends the Bills will play this year, he's up there as, like, maybe the one I'm most scared of. And then Matt Milano got hurt. And now it's like, all right, let's see what happens. It's just, I'm very nervous about this game in terms of both, again, and I've said this, week one can't really take too much of it because it is week one. It is sort of an anomaly. It is sort of its own thing. But I still want the Bills to look good. I've kind of gotten to this point, Josh, in the last few years of just the week one games I don't get that excited for because the Bills a number of times have kind of let me down and let really Bills fans down. Of course, you have the loss to Zach Wilson last year, the fluky Pittsburgh loss, of course, just in the last few years. And so I kind of am sitting here going like, just get through it. No injuries, get through it. Just I don't want to like leave the game, you know, heading into postgame going, cool. The offense is awful. Like, I just, don't give me that. I don't want to feel like the defense is atrocious, anything. I really, my goal is I don't leave with any grandiose, you know, thoughts. I leave going, cool, the NFL season has started. Sunday Night Football starts in 4 hours. Like, that's kind of the feelings I want to have from it. It's not fun, it's not sexy, but, like, I feel like that's the way to just keep me level key because I think that's the way this game is going to go, win or loss. You brought it up in the first hour or in the first segment of just, like, unless the offense, like, explodes and just terrorizes Arizona, I think a lot of us will probably be like, okay, week one in the books. Off to Miami in 4 days or 5 days, whatever it is. And I think that's probably the right way to look at it. That, though, I am a little bit nervous about, of that quick turnaround, especially in a Miami team. It's early in the season. They typically play their best football early in the season. The Bills have handled them quite handily. I mean, I get it. But that is something slightly nervous about. Going to take a quick time out here, though. 803-0550 is the number to call. What would be your level of panic if the Bills were to fall to the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday? We'll look for your calls. We'll also read some of your tweets after a quick timeout. And a reminder that Sal Capaccio is going to join us at about 11:15 ahead of the Bills practice at 12:30. And Bills head coach Sean McDermott speaking with the media at 12. We are expecting captains today, the first injury report, among other things as well. Very exciting day here as the Bills do get ready for their week one matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.